Sunday morning, 5:15:22, Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this are the Nephilim. The Nephilim. All right, we'll have some scriptures, but I'm going to start reading here. They are not like us. They have a tainted bloodline. This is why I told Israel to kill them off, even babies and sometimes their livestock. And this is my thought here. The book of Enoch goes into detail about them crossing humans with animals. For some of the intel that I've listened to also indicates that they have found what they call chimeras in the dumbs. Now we can understand why the animals would be killed as well. Also, in some cases, even the trees, the crops, etc., could be because of GMOs. I would think so. Hybrids, not sown and raised in God's order. Israel did not follow my orders and left the Nephilim to thrive, and you can see the results of that today. I said that my coming would be as it was in the days of Noah. This is Matthew 25. Starting with verse 37 here. Just a minute, let me find it. It's not, let's see. Well, I wrote it down wrong. Let me find it here.
Matthew 24.
It's 24, not 25. Sorry. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. But as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. All right. They were asleep then, and a lot of them are asleep now. Many are a mixture because of so much interbreeding. One thing about the 13 bloodline families, because at one point they were nearly extinct, and so they started interbreeding. So they're very careful to marry within their own family, which is really, that's incest, to keep their bloodlines what they call pure. Okay. Genesis 4. A few can be turned. I gave Cain a choice. This is Genesis 4. A few can be turned. See, I just thought they all needed to go. But anyway, you'll see why here in a minute. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. In process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. There's a good book by Dr. Laura Sanger. It goes into detail. It's about the root of the Federal Reserve, the Nephilim, and the root of the Federal Reserve. It traced the Nephilim all the way through to the Federal Reserve. And there is a trigger point in certain ones that calls them to go this way. It's not just a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. Cain had a spiritual choice here. God said, if you want to do right, you'll be received. But if not, sin crouches at the door. Okay? And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. The Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? Wouldn't you think there would have been a body? What do you think happened? I think he ate him. There was only blood. And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in all the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from the face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Who is he talking about? I thought it was just Adam and Eve. Who's going to find him? Who's he talking about? And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. Now we know Enoch was a good guy, followed God. God took Enoch. So there's very evident there was other people. Other people. I mean, just from what we have in our Bible, it's very plain. If it was just Adam and Eve and the two sons, where did them other people come from? Haven't you ever wondered about that? I still can't say that I understand totally about it. All right. This is me. It's apparent to me that Cain slew Abel and then ate him. God heard his blood cry out. Doesn't indicate a body here. That would be the Nephilim trait for sure. It also says in the book of Enoch that the Nephilim, the giants, turned on the people and began to devour their flesh. There are many today in the Valley of Decision. I would like to read you the portion of the gene decode. Now, the Lord led me to gene decode. I was not going to listen to it. And the Lord said, I want you to hear this. I said, okay, Lord, you're the boss. Now, I will say this about gene. Gene knows God is the creator and Jesus Christ is Lord of all and gave his life for all mankind. Whatever other areas that I don't agree with him is one thing, but I know he's a brother and I know he's pure of heart. You just listen to the man and know it. Anyway, none of the others the Lord's led me to, but he said, listen to this episode. And it was about the Garden of Eden. And this is what he had to say. This is the origins of the 13 bloodlines. Eve was pregnant with her second son from Adam. She was early in the pregnancy before all the cell formation took place. The Anunnaki, which were the fallen ones, from Satan beguiled her, not sexually, some kind of mind control. They retrieved the cells in her womb and removed the humanity DNA and implemented the Nephilim. He didn't use that word, but for the sake of simplicity. Gene gets over my head real fast. In other words, they altered the DNA. That's what they've been trying to do with the vaccine. All right? They did this 13 times, establishing the 13 bloodlines of Cain. The missing books of the Bible explain this very clearly. Those today that are 50% mankind, which God made man in his own image, I mean, humanity, human, he made human. Today, there are 50% mankind. Well, if someone's 50% mankind, which he said mankind is really mankinda, it's Satan's alternative. Isn't that what the Nephilim were? They were a hybrid mixed between terrestrial and celestial, which you're not supposed to do. All right. So when I say mankind, you know, I'm talking about the hybrid. When I'm talking about humans, I'm talking about what God made. All right. Those today that are 50% mankind will probably not be able to come out from under the mind control. If a person is 75% human, they could very easily come out of it. The faux vaxxers are actually vetting out the mankind. You know, the mankinda DNA, not quite, but kinda. The vaccine is being used to kill that out. Now, he's talked about people that he observed and others had told him about that they'd take the vax and they'd get really mean. But then they'd begin to reverse and go the other direction. This is that altering of that, okay? Those that remain, which are one person, he said those, all right, just a minute. If a person is 75% human, they could actually come out from under it. The faux vaccines are actually vetting out the mankind, you know, mankinda, DNA. Those that remain, which they say there's one person per block. Well, this is the Antichrist army. One person per block. They talk about the super soldiers they found down in the domes. Just like the movie, The Winter Soldier. They're ruthless. They're superhuman acting. They must be destroyed. That's what he said. So that's the part I believe the Lord wanted me to hear. All right, the ones that I have sealed are like Noah. They have pure bloodlines. Revelation 7, what I just read to you in the earlier word. 12,000 of each tribe, the new Jerusalem. The natural Jerusalem has been infiltrated and polluted. Q says Israel will be dealt with last. Why? Because they're the worst of the worst. Because they're counterfeits. This whole state of Israel was a Rothschild operation. God, have we been duped as a church? Just like people in the church today. Oh, Ukraine, mean old Putin. Putin rescued 35,000 children from these underground bunkers. All right. These are those that say they are Jews and are not. The true Jews have been grafted in by the new birth and they are scattered throughout the nations just like us. We don't know what our actual tribe is, but it doesn't make any difference. We're being grafted in. Where have we been grafted in? Huh?
Tares in the wheat.
Oh yeah, most definitely. How you ask could those of the Nephilim line be turned? I get this one. I couldn't make this up. A blood transfusion. Jesus' blood. I gave my blood so that every creature might be saved. I'm not willing that any should perish. Those that make the choice of Cain, they've taken the mark of the beast. It is their choice. You will know them by their fruit. Here's some of their fruit. Abortion up to birth and 28 days after birth. Babies are their food source. They eat their flesh and drink their blood. If they don't do right, they have made their choice. Death to the Nephilim changed under the new covenant because of the blood of the Lamb. For you see, they did not choose this for themselves. Many were born into it. They really had no choice, even as children. Most of them. It goes from generation to generation to generation. But it's like the madman of Gadara. When he saw Jesus, he ran and fell at his feet when he was full of a legion of devils. All right, this is from me. I've heard people say about the Galactic Alliance that they do not want to execute these of the 13 bloodlines. They have ways to rehabilitate them. If they are not able to rehabilitate, then execution is the only solution. But under the Constitution, the military treats their crimes as treason. It comes with it the death penalty. We see signs of mankinda all around us. Mankinda is not humanity. God created humanity, not mankinda. Here are some of the signs. Homosexual relationships, transgenders, cannibals. In the book of Acts, we see that they were forbidden eating meat sacrificed to idols and the drinking of blood and fornication. There it is laid out right there. The son of Cain and Balaam, son of Beor, enticed Israel to sin. Acts 15, let's look at that. So I think in this case, we need to pray for those that are in this, that, Lord, if there's any way, that there's enough of humanity in them that they can turn, that they will. Some people say, no, just send them all to get bone, cut off their heads, you know, that type of thing, or hang them. Acts 15. Right here, this is the council discussing about some of the Jews are wanting to cause the Gentile church to come under Jewish laws and, you know, circumcision and different stuff. But right here, they made a decision right here. 20, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. This is the very thing, Cain and Abel, this is the very thing that's in this cult that they do, that causes them to be mankind and not humanity. All right. One trait of the sealed 144,000, a.k.a. the New Jerusalem, is they are virgins. What does that mean? They have not gone the way of Cain. You could say they're last men standing, humans. What was the deal with Noah? Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He was the only one that didn't have a polluted bloodline. But then it showed up through one of his daughter-in-laws. But not through Noah. All right, that's all of that one.